We've often talked about gambling on this programme and the misery caused by debt and addiction. And today, a shocking story has been reported by Belfast Live. Kids as young as 13 are running up hundreds of pounds of gambling debts in bookie shops in West Belfast. The area has also been in the headlines for a number of other incidents in the past few days. For example, last weekend, a man was shot in front of his kids in Cavendish Street. And yesterday, a stolen car crashed into a house in the same area, which is of course, off the Falls Road. Meanwhile, you might have seen this video online. It's been shared on social media showing a fight taking place in the middle of the day involving up to four women in the Divis area. And it was in the middle of the street, broad daylight, and they were beaten the life out of each other, and people were filming this at the same time. Stephen Hughes is from St Peter's Immaculata Youth Centre, and also on the line we have the SDLP councillor Tim Atwood. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Tim, it's, for example, that fight which was in the Albert Street area, the PS and I say that the incident was not reported to them, and when you see that video online, it's pretty horrific to watch. It looks like a scene from a movie.
Well, you know, it's particularly sickening, and you know, given the other incidents, both the brutal shooting and the appalling death-driving incident in Cavendish Street, it's been a particularly difficult week. I think not only was the fighting among the young women appalling, but the fact that somebody is taking that video and doesn't want to intervene, because obviously there was only a number of women involved, or young women involved, people could have intervened to try and stop that sort of sickening violence.
Well, at some point there were people that did try and break it up, but it's just, like I say, when I say it looks like a movie, because it just seems so unbelievable to be happening literally in the middle of the street on the footpath. They're brawling in different areas off the street, and they are, you know, not that it would make it much better, but it wasn't some kind of soft fight. They were really trying to hurt each other.
No, it was a sickening video. But again, the person who took the video kept taking the video,
yes,
instead of trying to intervene to stop it. So we all have a responsibility in those sort of instances to try to intervene where possible, or to report such incidents to the police so that actions can be taken to prevent that in the future.
Stephen Hughes, in terms of the gambling element, like, how serious is that with young people in the area?
It came to light here at the youth centre. We've been hearing about it now for just over a year, and we're seeing a stark increase in the number of young people who are getting access, not just to bookmaker shops to place bets, but also to get access to the machines. And some of the stories, I shared some of these stories with my colleagues in the Youth Work Alliance, and it's not just a problem here in West Belfast, it's a problem right across the north. You know, we're seeing the amount of stories that we're being told from youth workers that young people are getting, not just getting access to bookmaker shops, but losing large amounts of money. I have one personal experience, a young man lost over £2,000.
And what age are you talking about, Stephen, when you talk about that young man?
He's 16.
Like two grand to anyone is, well, to most people is a lot of money. But my goodness,
all of his savings.
When I think of being 16, you know, if I had £2,000, I would have felt like a millionaire. And to lose that type of money,
it has catastrophic effects on the mental health of the young person.
You know, Stephen, what some people will be listening this morning, and they'll be saying, "Well, what are the parents doing? How is that allowed to happen? Get in there, parent, and protect your kids."
Well, we're obviously, this came from a parent. You know, the parent was concerned and had been to the bookmaker shops and asked for the young people, for this particular young person to be barred from the shops. We since went round and put letters into all the bookmaker shops, a number of shops in particular who seemed to be consistently allowing young people access. We went with them, we put letters in. We then, when we seen that that wasn't successful, we then went to the Children's Commissioner, who couldn't help because it's a private enterprise. We then went to City Council, who told us that wasn't their responsibility, it was a policing responsibility. We then spoke to Kelly McMillan from the police in West Belfast, and they have a responsibility to obviously not just check, but to make sure that laws aren't being broken with young people getting access to gambling. But it seems that it comes back to the Assembly. Apparently, we know that a piece of legislation that would bring the gambling legislation up to date, and apparently it's in limbo because our Assembly isn't sitting at the moment.
Tim, I'm cautious. I don't want to make it sound like we are demonising that part of the city or indeed everyone that's there. But right. it makes grim reading. You yourself attended that shooting on Cavendish Street afterwards, and you were there as well to that stolen car that crashed into a house in a very similar area off the Falls Road. What else do we know about what happened there?
I wasn't at either of those.
It was me. He thought of me, Stephen.
Sorry, Stephen. Just talking to Tim there. Tim, go ahead.
But no, again, the shooting was particularly brutal. You know, for anybody to say that they can take the law into their own hands, but then to break into a house and then shoot somebody in front of a young family is particularly brutal. I would want to say that, you know, the people in Cavendish Street, in the Lower Falls, St. Paul's community, are a very strong, dynamic community. They're appalled by that. There's tremendous solidarity. There's great solidarity around the family of the house in Cavendish Street that the death driver drove into the other night. You know, what we have to do is not only look at enforcement, because enforcement is an issue. And indeed, what Stevie's talking about bookmakers, it's illegal. It's illegal for people under 18 to be in bookmakers. And your colleagues in Radio 5 have been doing research into the problems of the slots that are in the bookmakers, where people in England are losing tens of thousands of pounds a month. And there needs to be legislation to look at whether they are appropriate in bookmakers here or anywhere else in these islands. But equally, what's important is the work that Stevie Hughes, youth workers and other people do to work with young people, to educate them, to advise them, to encourage them to get involved in activities that support their local community rather than those small number of people who try to create chaos in our communities.
A lot of concern, of course, Tim, when it comes to that shooting, of course there is, but are, in your experience, are so-called punishment attacks, are they on the rise?
I think there's been some in recent weeks. I think there's a number at different times of the year. Talking to the police yesterday, there isn't a particular spike in punishment attacks at the moment. But again, there are some people who think that 20 years after the Good Friday Agreement, they can do things better. They think they can do better than the police and the justice system. There needs to be a clear message that the only way to deal with criminal activity or anybody involved in any other illegal activity is through the police and courts. And what I would urge people, and it's important that we all encourage people to give information, because people saw what happened, or would have heard what happened. People saw three people running away from the death driving incident in Cavendish Street the other day. Any information that we can give to the police to take these people off the streets is important. So we need to work together with the police.
It's clearly not working though, Tim, if you're totally honest, because if people are feeling the need to go down the route of those so-called punishment attacks instead of going to the police if they have issues with anyone, I'm not talking about any particular incident, then surely to go to the police in the first place about any problems you have, it doesn't sound like that message is getting through.
Well, that's not true. These are micro groups who don't have the support of the local community. Let's be clear, it didn't work in the height of the Troubles, and that's recognised by many people who were involved in that at the time, and it doesn't work now to prevent these people and that sort of activity. So there's only a small number of people who are taking the law into their own hands. The vast majority of people want to work with the police. And
what about fear, Tim? Does it still exist in terms of fear of going to the police in case you, therefore, you know, you suffer as a result? No, I don't mean at the hands of the police.
There clearly is some of that culture that still remains. I think the police and politicians and policing partnership boards and the work of the youth worker like Stevie and others are doing is try to create a sense of partnership, that people realise that the best and most effective way is through the courts. Obviously, people are frustrated sometimes that the court system actually is like a revolving door and some of these individuals get out far too early. But it's a combination of enforcement and engagement and education. So it's a range of activities that we need. And we need to ensure that there's not only support for the police and funding for the police, but there's funding for youth services and other organisations who are working to educate young people and okay. work with them in a better way in our local community.
Tim Atwood, thank you very much. And Stephen Hughes, thank you as well.